by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Sayyiduna Isa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam was born to Sayyiduna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha without a father. When the time of birth arrived, Sayyiduna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha went far away from people and sat isolated beneath a dry date palm tree. Under the very same tree, Sayyiduna Isa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam was born. As Sayyidina Isa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam was born from an unmarried mother, Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha was therefore in a state of great worry and much grief and was not returning to her village due to the fear of being blamed by the people. She was sitting in such a deserted place under a dry date palm tree where there was nothing to drink or eat. Suddenly, Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salam descended and made a stream of water emerging by casting his heel on the earth. All of a sudden, the dry date palm tree rejuvenated and yielded fruit. Then Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salam spoke to Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha in the following manner. Translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman. The angel therefore called her from underneath the date tree that, "Do not grieve, undoubtedly your Lord has made a stream flow below you, and grab the trunk of the date tree and shake it towards you. Fresh ripe dates will fall upon you. So eat and drink and keep your eyes cool." A dry tree's yielding of fruit and sudden emergence of a stream are undoubtedly the miraculous marvels of Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. In this story, we listened that when Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha was a young girl and used to pray in the arch of Baytul Muqaddas, she would get out of season fruits without any effort. Whereas after the birth of Sayyidina Isa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, no doubt she did receive ripened dates, but it was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shake the tree in order to get the dates. The lesson we learn here is that until a person is single, he is blessed with provisions even without any efforts. But when a person bears children, it becomes necessary for him to make effort for livelihood. This is evident from Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that until she was alone, she was blessed with the provision of fruits in her arch of worship. However, when her child Sayyidina Isa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam was born, then it was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shake the date palm tree and thus make some effort to get the date. Wallahu ta'ala alam wa rasuluhu a'lam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.